Good evening, God's beautiful listeners. I hope you guys are feeling the vibe tonight on this Friday. Okay, this is your Real Talk with your girl, Miss K, and tonight's topic is a good name is more precious. And I'm sure you guys have heard that scripture. A good name is more precious than gold or silver. And guys, you don't understand how true this scripture really is. I only came to this realization a bit later, but I mean, I've struggled in it, and God has really tested me in this time. No lies. I'm going to be a bit real with you guys. Like I said, this is Real Talk with your girl, Miss K. So I actually did a modeling shoot for a company, and I wasn't paid when I was supposed to get paid. And you know, guys, when you are waiting on that money because you need it to survive. And I've been going on with these people for like, I can almost say like 5 months. I was supposed to get paid in 30 days. I waited for almost 5 months to get paid. And when I finally got to the owner of this company, I was lashing out at him. I was like, you know, you need to understand that the way you're running your company is not right. And he started, instead of like, you know, because as a client, as a customer, you know, your opinion is valued. Your opinion should be valued, because like, how are you going to run a successful business if you are not taking the opinions of your clients? I mean, there's some unnecessary clients, but I mean, I was waiting for 5 months, guys. So I was really going at it, you know, and in that moment, believe you me, I was not Christian. I was not. I was lashing out at this guy, because then he started calling me, hey, are you stupid? Do you not understand how this process works? And he was calling me all the stifled names. And I'm telling you, I put that Bible in the back pocket and I was just saying a few things. And it got so bad that I used foul language, because I was so angry at this person for calling me names and not listening to what I was trying to say. Because I tried to do it in the most decent way. I tried to let him understand, you know, that I want his business to succeed. So I'm giving him constructive criticism, and he couldn't take it. And he was calling me names, and I used foul language. I was like, I'm done with this. You are so and so and so and so. Now, guys, I know as a Christian, we're not supposed to use that language, but sometimes when life gets a bit hectic and people are pushing that buttons, and it's been happening for quite some time, your fuse is a bit shorter than normal, and my fuse that day was. And as we kind of spoke on, I realized that I overstepped a boundary, not even whether he's called me all type of names and said all the type of things to me. You know, I overstepped my Christian values and my Christian boundaries. And, you know, being this disrespectful to people that are in higher power can cause a effect where he could have closed doors for me in the modeling industry. And that was because I didn't think of my character in the moment. I didn't realize in that moment that, you know, a good name is more valuable than silver and gold. You know, he could say, you know, Michaela is a terrible person. She swears, she says these things. And he could add even more things on, you know, because we got off on the wrong foot when we had that conversation. And in that moment, before I even put down that phone, you know, I was convicted, and I was like, look here, before I put down this phone, I just want you to know that I do apologize. That was out of character for me. You know, a person needs to understand when you are wrong too. And apology, say sorry, apologize. You know, it doesn't cost you that much. Some people, especially women, ladies out there, I know it's difficult for us to apologize even to our partners. But sometimes it's just that. That is needed to bring across value to your character. You know, always keep in mind that a good name can open doors for you. A good name can cross barriers for you, you know. And that was one situation. And, you know, we ended that conversation nicely. You know, he apologized to me, I apologized to him, and he ended up paying me. And that could have gone completely different if I didn't apologize, you know. And that scripture really stands. In everything that I do, I just always try to check my character. Am I in line with God's word? Am I treating people the way I would like to be treated? And as much as people are, remember, on their side also, they could have had a hectic day. You know, it might not just be you that is lashing out at them. Other people through the day, or they might have a different personality where they may be quick to anger, you know, but you are a child of God. And that's what you need to keep in mind. And that's why you need to understand that a good name is better than silver or gold. And that was not the first instance, guys. Like I told you, as a Christian, we fall short of the glory of God many times. I don't know if I'm just speaking for myself, but if you understand what I mean, guys, please chat to us about it. But there was another incident. So recently, I decided to actually move back with my parents so that I can prepare with my soon-to-be hubby to buy a place. I know I'm excited about that. But anyway, so I moved back to my parents. And so I was trying to, you know, I've been moving on my own, packing on my own. And it's been difficult for me to handle this because my partner went to SAPS for about 9 months. So I won't see him for 9 months, which is, guys, I'm feeling it. I'm not going to lie. And so I was moving alone. And the agent of the property, even though I've paid in full, you know, I wanted to make sure that I cleaned the house and I looked after it as good as I did. I wanted to leave making sure that it looks good so that not only can the agent say, wow, you know, thank you, Michaela, but also so I could get my deposit back, you know, of the property. And so I did everything in my power to make sure that I did. But this agent made it a living hell for me. Like, she was speaking to the owner that, you know, I didn't want to leave the place and she's having a difficult time managing me and all of this. And I told her, like, I've been literally going out of my way, moving on my own, trying to make sure that this place looks as good as I got it, you know. And she knew it. She saw it. She was just making the process so difficult for me because they tend to not want to give you a deposit because it's quite a bit of money. And I'm telling you, I spent till about 8 o'clock the day I was supposed to move, trying to clean that place spick and span so that I could not only get my deposit back, but that I could be of assistance to them. And she ended up lashing out at me. She was like, staying here till 8 o'clock? I needed the key at about 12 o'clock already. And she just went on with me. And I was like, look here, I'm breaking my back to make sure that this place is cleaned and everything. And she didn't want to hear anything. She was lashing out because she had a hard day that whole day because of previous clients calling her out for other things. And then I was short strung because I've been taking, you know, the negativity from her every day, and I didn't lash out yet, and it started building up. Now, for a lot of people that tend to allow things to build out, guys, that is the worst, because if you allow it to build up, when you lash out eventually, that's when you say the worst type of things that you didn't mean to say, and it actually looks bad on your character. As a Christian, you know, as a God follower, that it really looks bad on your character. And I lashed out. I had it with this lady. I was up to, like, further than my head with all the things that she was saying and all the things that I was taking in, because I was keeping in mind my character, you know. And I just lost it on the last day with her. said some mean things. And the problem about saying mean things to people is you cannot take it back. Do you understand that? You also don't know how far other people has pushed that person. So the thing that you might say might be the last straw for that person, and people tend to kill themselves over it. I know it might sound stupid or petty, but you might just say the most hurtful thing at the end of the day, such as, even though it doesn't seem hurtful to you, I could have just said, oh, you know what? You are the worst agent. You are so stupid. And whole month, she's been hearing that she's so stupid and so worthless. And that could push people in a sense of depression, push them over the edge and hurting themselves, you know, and you had a part to play in that. And I lashed out at her. When she left that apartment, I was still talking to myself and saying, oh, you know what, she's all of this and she's all of that. And I realized, Michaela, what was the point in doing that? Do you know that you just broke someone down? And that was unnecessary. That was so unnecessary. You know, even though she did this or said this to you, I should know better. And I phoned her and I was like, look, yeah, I just need to tell you that as a child of God, the way I carried myself and the way I approached you about the situation was wrong. So even though we were both wrong, you know, it's not how business should have been handled. I want to be the first to say that I'm sorry, you know. And I apologized to her, and I'm telling you, the way things went further from there, she apologized to me. She made sure that things were, that they used less finances to make sure that I get my deposit. I get back a good amount of my deposit. And she went kind of the extra mile to make sure that everything was okay for me. And I realized, you know, we go over, we say these things to people, and it just causes problems in our lives, problems in the future. You know, she could make life also a living hell for me to find a house in the future, in her own way, because I don't know who she knows. You know what I mean? And that's how we start blocking our blessings because of our character. So understand today, you know, that in the Bible, where it says, the Bible is literally a guide to life, guys. And I've been trying to use it as that method in my life. A good name is more precious than silver or gold. So if you guys having problems with your character, pray about it. You know, keep that in mind. Pray about your character daily. For that bully at work, or for that person that says the most meanest things to you, you know, and you're like, you've just had it. You know, there are better ways to handle a situation. Think of those ways before stepping to a person, and make sure that your godly character still shines brighter than anything else, because I promise you, it will open doors for you in the future. People prefer trusting someone and prefer loyal people and good working people and people with a good name to work for them than people that are terrible. And even though they can be so good, it still closes many doors for them. You hear many celebrities that are over the top, you know, and expect the biggest things, the sets to be, for them to be treated like goddesses on set. And I mean, to their own, I mean, they've worked hard in life, so be it. But not many people want to work with them. So a lot of them close doors because of their character for themselves, where they could have made a million at a shoot. They now have to look for other opportunities because their character has closed doors for them. So just watch your character daily, guys. This is Keeping It Real with your girl, Miss K. I hope this inspired you some way, somehow. Guys, just watch for that character and have a blessed evening further. Love y'all.